we're seeing, even if the person that we're talking about is totally unaware of what we're saying about them. God hears. And what he did, he punished Miriam. Why did he punish Miriam? Why not Aaron? Why not them both? Did they not both start griping and criticizing Moses? Well, remember, it looks as if Miriam was the instigator. So the Lord punished her with a form of leprosy, and the people were prevented from moving on in their journey for 7 days. Her behavior negatively impacted other people. You see, God takes griping and gossiping very seriously. This doesn't mean we have to agree with every suggestion our leaders make. It doesn't mean that we believe that they're infallible, because they're not. They're real people who have flaws like you and me. But as long as they are consistent in obeying the word of God, I believe that we are to support them and to follow their leading. Don't let disagreements fester behind closed doors. Speak to the leadership about your grievances. But remember to speak to God about these grievances first. You might find that you need an attitude check. But if you still believe that you have a case worth airing, then speak to the people concerned. Speak to them, not about them. This takes us to connection point number 4. Being gifted by God is no guarantee you'll never voice a wrong attitude. Ask yourself, am I guilty of griping or gossiping about people behind their backs? If so, what specific steps will I take this week to rectify this? How many people here like cooking? Yeah, quite a few hands going up. Do you like getting new recipes that you can try out? Well, I actually don't like cooking very much, so I'm generally not particularly interested in recipes, partly because I find many of them so incredibly complicated. However, there's one recipe that we've currently got as desktop wallpaper on our home computer. It's not a complicated recipe. In fact, it's very easy to follow. Would you like to know more? Well, here it is. It's a recipe for sinfully rich choice morsels, a recipe for delicious gossip. You would take a cup of pride, 3/4 of a cup of hearsay, 1/2 a cup of evil suspicions, 1/4 of a cup of grumbling, 1 tablespoon of bitterness, 3/4 of a tablespoon of slander, 2 teaspoons of yeast of exaggeration, 3 teaspoons of slurring the situation, 1 pinch of flattery, and just a dash of unfaithfulness to Jesus. Then here are the directions. Mix together all the ingredients in a bowl of betrayal. Pour into a medium saucepan and bring to a boil, constantly stirring. Prepare in a dark kitchen. Turn on low and simmer overnight. Sprinkle with the truth, that's optional. Serve hot to itching ears, warm to those not minding their own business, and cold to those fearful. The reason we've set this as desktop wallpaper is to remind us what a dangerous recipe this is, and hopefully it'll make us think twice before concocting such a poisonous dish. This recipe was put together by the Wine Press Group, the company that published my latest book. They have a no-gossip policy, which means that all their employees have to sign an agreement that they will not gossip about any of their authors, either inside or outside of work. If you'd like to set this recipe on your own desktop, then speak to me afterwards and I'll give you the internet link for you to download it free of charge. So, Miriam is a picture of giftedness. How about you? As a follower of Jesus Christ, do you know how God has gifted you? If so, are you using these gifts in the service of the church, either local or universal? If you don't know what your gifts are, speak to those in church leadership and ask them to help you discover them. Now here's the bottom line. Whatever our gifts, Let's use them to build up the church, not puff up ourselves. But before I close, there may be some people here today who are not yet in the market to receive spiritual gifts at the present time because they haven't yet received the most important gift of all, salvation through Jesus Christ. Take video game systems, for example. They're made up of the main component and several accessories like leads, controllers and the games themselves. None of these accessories are any use, though, if you don't have the main video game component. Spiritual gifts are a bit like these accessories. You need the main component first, Jesus Christ, as Saviour and Lord of your life.